Well, reacting this morning, of course, to North Korea's latest provocation, this is Japan's Abe.
Ignoring the international community's repeated warnings, North Korea pushed ahead with a nuclear test. Japan cannot accept such a conduct.
This is Britain's Boris Johnson.
We think there's more scope for you, the Chinese, to put economic pressure on the North Koreans. We have seen signs in the last 6 months of Chinese pressure actually changing the approach of North Korea.
Well, the claim is it has got a hydrogen bomb that's able to be mounted onto its intercontinental missiles. It has carried out its sixth nuclear test. It successfully detonated a hydrogen bomb. Experts say it's the most powerful yet. Professor of Korean Studies at Tufts University in the States, Sung-Yung Lee, is with us. A very good morning to you.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. What is the end goal? As far as North Korea is concerned, what's the end goal here?
Well, it's the basic internal dynamic of the Korean Peninsula that dictates Pyongyang's provocative behavior, which is you have a two Korean state formulation in the Korean Peninsula, South Korea and North Korea, each claiming to be the sole legitimate Korean state representing the entire Korean people. I think the world is quite clear-eyed in seeing that South Korea is the far more legitimate, successful, prosperous Korean state. And this raises the thorny question then, why is the DPRK, why is the existence of North Korea really necessary? So, inferior to the South economically, politically, North Korea needs to be a menace, needs to be a credible threat to the United States in order to get the U.S. perhaps one day to abandon South Korea, in order to be able to isolate and emasculate Seoul and to bully and extort and perhaps even prevail over South Korea one day. So this is a non-negotiable proposition for North Korea, and this is why North Korea behaves in this way.
What's the reaction this time? Is it more sanctions, more United Nations action, or what?
Well, the popular refrain over the past quarter century in this North Korean nuclear saga has been strong condemnations, UN Security Council resolutions, and pretty much after a decent interval of 2 or 3 months, return to non-compliance and even blatant violations of those UN Security Council resolutions. I think the world is now waking up to the fact that U.S. sanctions and UN sanctions against North Korea have never been uniformly enforced. Laws are good as long as they are enforced. UN sanctions and U.S. sanctions need to be enforced, which takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I think the U.S. is now gearing up to put in that hard work.
Could China do more?
A lot more, but China has very different national interests from those of the United States. China has been basically playing a double game, signing on to UN Security Council resolutions, penalizing North Korea, but in fact increasing aid to North Korea with each nuclear test. This latest nuclear test is more powerful than all previous 5 tests put together. North Korea now stands on the verge of nuclear breakout, so China needs to wake up as well. We will come to a critical standpoint, which will be perhaps a security threat to China itself, and China certainly doesn't want to go there.
No, they do not. Appreciate your time and insight very much. Sung-Yung Lee, Professor of Korean Studies at Tufts University out of the States this morning.